Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Dodge. So we've got the ECB meeting this week, followed by the Fed next week. What can we expect from these major central banks, you know, in terms of conveying expectations on inflation?
Well, good morning, Han. Well, retail sales in the Eurozone did slow last month, adding to data that recently suggests that the ECB is going to disappoint those who are looking for a change in forward guidance. They're less likely to loosen policy further, cautious on tightening, so I don't think there's going to be a surprise, maybe a disappointment. I think we'll continue to hear that the risks to the Eurozone are becoming more balanced. That is good for the longer term, but not a major change. In terms of the Fed is going to have to increase the interest rate because it's well expected, and it'll be a real surprise, and there's not enough negative news to warrant that kind of a surprise. But again, they're going to rely more on data, and they're going to take it slow, and they're going to be very conservative in making the next move.
Now, Dodge, you say, you know, I mean, speaking about having to rely on data, but yet many are now asking, you know, what's happened to that global reflation story, you know? Like, so, you know, as we consider that, where do you think that likeliest source for, you know, propping up global inflation would come from? Would that be, say, China? Would that be an oil story or Trump policies? What should we be looking at here?
For the short term, look at Trump policies and look at oil. Oil is going to have some kind of surprise moves for the next 2 to 3 months. We expect that to be short-term impact. Longer-term, it's going to be China. China is going to dominate the longer-term, the future investment policies around the world. Right now, economically and socially, they are very highly leveraged. Operationally, financially, things could go wrong. We don't expect them to go wrong until after the election in November, and then I suspect they're going to have to clamp down and try to get the interest rates down, get more control over their policies. That's when I think there will be more of a move in terms of trying to right their economy, and that's when I think we'll begin to see more of an impact on the world.
Now, Dodge, also we are just a day away from the UK elections. What do you think the likeliest outcome is, or at least the likeliest outcome that markets are pricing in right now?
Markets are pricing in a win for Theresa May, where voters were turned out shows the path to re-election still runs through the Brexit heartlands, where the Conservatives are gunning for more of the Labour seats. And also when you look at where the two parties finished first and second in 2015, that battle is being fought mainly on Labour's turf. And also you have the UKIP, the UK Independence Party. They're appearing to be more Tory-oriented. But you also, right now, it's going to be very, very close. No one's willing, the market's not willing to take to make a bet until Thursday, till after after the actual polls come out and the election comes out and we know who's the winner. We do suspect that what the market wants is to have a Tory win, but it's not going to be as big as expected.
So with that in mind, do you think safe haven assets, that's the name of the game right now, because we have seen a rally in, say, the yen and gold, you know, and it's not just the potential outcome of the UK elections. We're also looking at, say, the diplomatic spat in, revolving around Qatar, that recent terror attack in London. So what's your take on the overall market sentiment? Is safe haven assets the flavor of the day?
It is for the short term, particularly gold. We're watching to see if the June contract can close above 1,300 and then becomes more positive. And I think that major trend will become positive and the trading will be more on the plus side as opposed to the short side. The market as a whole is still positive. It really needs a major surprise to actually occur, not to be threatened, not to be a potential in the future. Until that happens, any kind of pullback will be viewed as a buy. But what we're seeing is there is more margin debt on the records now, at least over here in the U.S., and that is always a concern. So until we see a major pullback that's not met with a buy the pullback, we're still on the positive side.
Now, amidst this safe haven theme, then, I got to ask you, I mean, do you have a current bullish bet? And inversely, you know, what are you bearish on right now?
Well, we look at retail on both sides. We're bullish on retail in terms of internet, computers, electronics on that side. But on the other side of retail, we're very bearish, and we're looking more for trading opportunities on the short side. Banking and finance is more of a short term on the short side. On the longer term, we look at healthcare, airlines. Airlines are looking fairly supportive now. Casinos and gaming. And when I say gaming, I mean the industry, not the market. Gaming is definitely a positive right now and is being played on the positive side. There are opportunities, but most of them, one has to take a much more of a short-term orientation away from the fundamentals of the sectors and rely more on the technical analysis and what's happening geopolitically.
All right, plenty to digest there. Hey, Dodge, always a pleasure speaking to you. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer with Lender and Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Han, you know, I was very interested in that remark you made about the UK polls saying what the markets want is a Tory win. And I'm wondering if it's because the other rivals in or contestants, as it were, in the elections do not have a plan for business or do not have or perhaps have plans that the markets don't like.
Yeah, and I think it's beyond what the implications are for a business per se, but it's also the plan for Brexit negotiations, right? You know, because, at least, markets, since that referendum has very much been placing their hopes on making sure that there is this steady or an orderly transition in removing the UK from Europe, right, or the EU, right? So I think that is still very much on the minds of global investors, and what kind of risk can stem out of those Brexit negotiations.
Yeah, also, your question about terror attacks, we had one in Paris that was, in effect, I mean, just a man wielding a hammer, right? Mm. Though the man might be motivated by some larger ideological, claims on the world, but still, it's just a kind of incident. I mean, do we expect markets to be roiled by these kinds of incidents? I mean, have we achieved a new normal when it comes to so-called attacks, terror or otherwise?
I mean, yeah, good point. And this is a theme that we have been certainly exploring on the Market Watch segment. You can check out the podcasts over the last few days on our website, bfm.my. So essentially, the idea that I'm getting from the analysts whom I speak to is this, that markets are able to take these in stride. Often you see these kind of short-term or knee-jerk reactions, but over the long term, markets are able to then absorb it and just focus on, say, the fundamentals. Ultimately, it's going to be, say, the health of the economy or the growth story or the earnings prospects of a certain company or a certain sector. Again, it really depends on the investor's portfolio and that investor's risk appetite. But again, the overall message that I'm getting from the people that we speak to on this segment is that markets are able to digest these risks, especially with this geopolitical concerns and terror risk.
We'll be back with more after this at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.